Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Marissa Kleist from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Boy, that's a mouthful.
I don't know how Reba does it every time.
I get tongue-tied every time. Well, that's speaking of tied and, that was a bad lead-in, but we're talking with Tom Watson, famous golfer. Wait, no.
That's another one.
Tom Watson with King County. And Tom's talking about the Thread Cycle program. And so, Tom, we are just rolling into the break, but let's kind of summarize. So if you've got stuff that's junky and it's got holes in it and they're not going to be able to sell it at the local thrift store, you can still give it to the local thrift store, participating ones, and they're gonna turn around and recycle that, correct?
Yes, the idea is that there are recycling markets for those materials. They can go as filler in carpet padding, things like that. There are a number of uses. Wiping rags. There's a local company called Buffalo Industries.
Oh, sure.
And you could go to McClendon's Hardware or a local
the Orange Rags
store, and they have and sometimes they're just white cotton T-shirts.
Okay.
That they've cut up, and they make great rags. I just got some of those myself, and so there are uses for the items that can't be resold. But it's really better to buy durable clothing that will last for a long time, that won't wear out, and that's better. And if you, when you're done with it, if it is in good enough shape to donate it, then the thrift stores can make money reselling it because that really helps them, like Goodwill as the great job training programs, for example. And Marissa mentioned at the break the Macklemore song, Thrift Store, Thrift Shop. That really did help the whole movement. And I don't know if everyone realizes that was partly filmed at the main Goodwill store, the main Seattle Goodwill store,
yes,
just a few blocks from where we are now. They filmed part of it. Actually, it wasn't the main Goodwill store. I think it was filmed at their discount store, their whatever they call it, which is also close by. But that's a funny video, and it was a huge hit as a video and a song.
Yeah, I definitely think it made shopping at a thrift store more of a trendy thing, which is great. You know, getting all the young people to recycle and reuse. It's really great.
I think that's fantastic. I still, some of my fondest memories growing up was going with my grandpa. And we'd go to the thrift store, you know, Goodwill or Salvation Army, and, you know, he'd say, here's a dollar, you know, buy anything you want. And, man, that was exciting, you know, for me as a little kid. I'm like, just like, anything? Really? This place is huge. What can I get? So that was always so much fun.
It's great. You never know what you're going to find. It's like shopping for treasures. It's pretty exciting.
And at a thrift store, especially a few years ago at least, when you were little, a dollar went a long way.
Not quite as far anymore, but it sort of ran in the family being thrifty like that. I think some people attach a stigma to it. Now, boy, I sure don't. I love a good bargain. It's always fun to do. And my grandpa collected irons of all things.
They're
called flat irons or sad irons, and he would call my dad up, and he'd say, hey, go into the store and go into the women's dresses and look behind the size 12s, and there's an iron back there. And on Wednesday, it's 50% off. So then just go in and get it and buy it on that day. So my grandpa would actually go in, and he'd hide things around the store and then just wait for the 50% off day. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
But, did he start like an iron museum, or did you inherit those?
Yes. Yeah, I actually did. And he was published, actually. And
wow.
It started as a joke. Somebody just gave him one as a joke, and then more people started giving him. And pretty soon he's got the largest collection on the West Coast. It was sort of funny.
I think that's pretty common. That happened with my cousin with toasters. She had a couple odd toasters, and then everyone started giving them to her. And then finally, she just gave them all away a lot of times. No more toasters.
Fascinating.
Redonate them.
Yeah. Boy, what toaster am I going to use this morning for my toast? Yeah. Well, very cool. So, Tom, with the Threadbird program, let's run through real quick, again, the list of who, where you can donate.
Yes, the official participating sponsors or participating organizations in King County: Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Puget Sound, Northwest Center, Salvation Army, Goodwill, the Seattle Goodwill, and the Olympics and Rainier Region Goodwill. Site Connection, it used to be Community Services for the Blind.
Oh, sure.
They're the ones that will call your home sometime and do pickups. We've done a lot of those. Tech Screen, US Again, and Value Village. Value Village is actually a private company, but they work with a lot of charities such as Northwest Center,
right,
and Site Connection, and they're participating too. But there may be other places that would accept the torn and stained items, even if they're not participating, if they're outside the county, for example, or,
sure,
or even in the county. So it doesn't hurt to ask. Some smaller thrift stores, they might not necessarily want the torn and stained clothing because it's harder for them to process it, and they just want things they can resell. So if you're not sure, it's good to ask.
Absolutely.
And I also noticed some of those that you just mentioned do the home pickups. You can,
yes,
schedule either online or by calling them. So that's always a good option as well.
Yes, I think among those are Northwest Center, Site Connection, and I think Salvation Army.
Well, you know, and so this is good all around. I mean, from a economic standpoint, when you donate to a charity, you know, at least my CPA tells me every
get
sort of garbage bag I donate is good for, you know, $100 or $200. And so you've got that benefit. You've got the benefit of reducing the amount that's going into our landfills. You've got the benefit of reusing our materials, which is just good all around. And plus we're providing jobs for the folks that are sorting and doing all of that.
Those are all great benefits, and then also conserving the resources that would be made, that would be used to make the new clothing.
Sure.
Making clothing, a lot of it is done in developing countries around the world,
right,
under really tough conditions.
Right.
That's one of the most, it can be very damaging sometimes, clothing production, environmentally and socially. And so if you are buying a shirt at a thrift store, then you don't have those impacts already happened the first time when the first person purchased it, and you're not adding to that. So that can be a benefit as well.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. So, wow. Now, are you working also with, let's say Goodwill, for instance, that they hire people to sort? And are those folks, do you know anything about that type of a program?
I know a little bit about it. It's a real intensive sort of production line, and a lot of people involved. And I have toured the main Goodwill production place near here, and there's a lot to it. They have some people trained to spot the valuable items, and so maybe there's vintage clothing. It's fairly common. An older person passes away, and their grandkids or someone are clearing out their stuff, and they just put everything in the donation boxes. And these people at the places that sort, they can spot this, $500 women's vintage coat
some Chanel fur from,
yes,
the 20s.
And then now some of the thrift stores have special boutique areas where the vintage stuff,
yeah, I've seen that. I have a couple friends that really enjoy going to that area specifically for looking for those deals. They can, buy them, and I think they turn around and sell them on eBay, make a profit.
Yes, and it can be very competitive, and sometimes dealers will come in early in the morning and try to cherry pick the best stuff, and that's, that's their right. They're trying to make money too, but the stores don't necessarily want the dealers to snatch all the good stuff, and so they try different ways of filtering stuff in through the day to make sure everyone has a chance.
Wow. What sort of volume are you dealing with right now, with this program? How is it, like, tonnage, or how do you keep track of all of that?
It's hard to say. The individual charities have some recycling percentages, but I'm not sure, and they're changing all the time, and so I can't really give any exact exact figures on that, but this is the second year of our program, and the charities have been very interested in participating again. They are really seeing some value from it. I'm not sure if some of them can even easily figure out the exact percentage, because they go to different places and different stores with the sorting, but it's substantial.
Got it. Now, and are the charities, are they compensated for what they're donating into the Thread Cycle program, or how's it
no,
work for
and
them?
It's not really donated to the, it doesn't go into the Thread Cycle program. It's just Thread Cycle really is sort of a concept, and it just means that these participating charities will be taking items.
I see.
That they didn't used to necessarily take it before. They would just put that stuff in the garbage that they couldn't resell, possibly.
I see.
And now, at least they're publicizing more that there is a recycling market and that they want that stuff.
Got it.
And we used to tell the public, people would ask us, well, what about clothing recycling? I have stuff and I can't donate it because it's ripped up. What do I do with that? And I would tell them, I do a lot of all kinds of public outreach, and I had a column in the Seattle Times for a while, and I'm always answering questions. And we would say, well, you'll either have to throw those in the garbage, or maybe you can use them for rags at home or something. But now I can say, go if they're clean, right, and not soiled, go ahead and put them in your donation bag, and they will get recycled. And people love that.
Got it.
Yeah, that's something I didn't know either. I just had thrown out a pair of shoes, and I'm regretting it now. You know, old shoes I had from a long time ago, that's something they also take and recycle.
And that's something I've done. I walk a lot and go through a lot of shoes, and they say they want all shoes, even if you have one shoe.
Yeah, I saw that one shoe or one sock. You know, everybody has all those one socks, the mysterious dryer monster.
This is too funny. So, yeah, well, I, you know, what's shocking to me is when I look at donating, how many things I'm like still wearing, and I'm like, oh, you know, if I donate it, nobody's going to even want to buy that. So why the heck am I still wearing it? So, yeah, I suppose I'm just going to show up, Tom, and give you my whole sock drawer, because I don't think I have any that don't have a hole or two in them, you know, something like that.
Well, when we come back from the break, maybe I can talk a little bit about a related program, are repair events and repair groups that can actually repair.
That sounds interesting.
They can repair some of these things.
Even the holes in my socks?
Yes.
Well, stay tuned.
This is riveting here. I want to find out more about this. So stay tuned when we come back. More with Tom Watson from King County.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.